Closing time. Open all the doors.
You know, there's an old saying where I come from that no man, woman, child, or small animal is safe when the state legislature is in session. But that may be especially true in the state of Maryland, where the legislature is dominated by Democrats. I mean, let's be honest about it. But there's one guy out there who's out there fighting the good fight on behalf of conservatives. He is the minority leader of the House of Delegates, the Republican leader, Nick Kipcate. He joins us now here on the line. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Mary.
When the Democrats are having the state legislature in session, you know, really, it's unsafe, really, in many ways, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you have to close your eyes. You can't even look.
Yeah, it's worse than the sausage. Yeah. Well, listen, so you've got just a few days left in this session. Where are we? What things are pending? And what are the things we should watch as this thing comes to a close?
Well, the good news is the Martin O'Malley era of Maryland has ended. And with Governor Larry Hogan at the helm again this year, there are no new tax increases or fee increases or anything like that, which is a huge difference than
what
Marylanders
awesome. That's
are used
great.
To.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. And, you know, there's some major bills that have passed that I think most people would agree are good. We have a bill to go after sex trafficking. It'll hold people that are doing the sex trafficking to a higher standard of crime. They'll be able to be convicted of a sexual abuse that would previously have been held for people that were actually doing the sexual abuse. The governor got a bill passed that will allow a tax cut for first responders, police, EMT, firefighters. Their retirement income, the first $15,000 of it, is going to be tax-free in Maryland.
Good.
So we'll get a little tax cut through here in the state for a change. We do have some things that we're concerned about. There's a huge push to make Maryland a sanctuary state. That bill passed the House, and it's sort of stalled in the Senate, but there's a big push to get it out by
Can I stop you on that one? Because that one is one that a lot of people are really interested in, and I heard that Mike Miller said it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I hope that's true. You know, he took a complete about-face on it, I think, you know, initially saying that it was going to move, and then I think he got a lot of heat from his constituents, quite frankly. And what's so bad about the bill is, you know, the proponents say this will prevent law enforcement from going around picking up the, you know, the little old lady who's been in our country for a decade and, you know, having her lunch at the park, you know, these innocent type situations. But what it would actually do is prevent local law enforcement from working with ICE or federal agents, even in areas of national security.
Wow.
Even when people have been kicked out of our country after they've been convicted of rape, burglary, armed robbery, murder. I mean, it just is insane. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the bill flew out of the House. We fought it as hard as we could. But, you know, the Democratic majority, just they have the numbers. And at this moment, it's being stalled in the Senate. And we're hopeful that it'll stop there. Our governor did say he'll veto it. I'm optimistic that they pass this bill, which is just so wrong-minded, we'll be able to sustain his veto.
Now, a question. When I hear tax cut, I always think that's a great thing. But knowing that when you live in a state that is dominated by Democrats, that makes me think that there's got to be a tax hike somewhere else to make up for the money, because they do not do well when you take away their money.
Yeah, you're so true. Interestingly, though, Maryland's economy, for many reasons, you know, we have Fort Meade here. We have a lot of federal influence in our state that bolsters our economy. Our economy continues to be much healthier than most of the rest of the country. So our natural revenue goes up. Natural economic activity increases. Our revenue goes up every year. It's just they try to spend it beyond what we can afford. However, you know, this governor in Maryland sets the bar. You know, they can't spend more than he'll allow.
Okay.
And so at least while we have an R in our governor's mansion, we'll be able to prevent there being any new tax increases.
What about some things that did not go anywhere? Are there any laws, any issues that you wanted to see bills go somewhere that didn't?
There's one bill in particular that the governor is really trying to push. It's we call it the Jobs Act, but essentially it'll allow this state to have the tools that a lot of our competing states have to entice new enterprises into Maryland, with a special emphasis on manufacturing jobs and with a special emphasis on areas of the state where there's very high unemployment, some of our rural areas, the area around Baltimore City, and basically trying to bring in some more manufacturing jobs through long-term tax incentives, like a 10-year tax incentive like you see in states like Texas, the Carolinas, New York. It's been Maryland used to be just an incredible hub of manufacturing, and a lot of that, as it went overseas, what you see is basically a graveyard of old manufacturing buildings around Baltimore City, mm-hmm. which is just heartbreaking. But there's a real, there's a work ethic there of people who want to be in those jobs. And this bill, if it's passed, will help that. It did pass the Senate. We're hoping to get it out of the House of Delegates today or tomorrow.
Speaking of which, there seems to be a movement among Democrats in Annapolis these days to try to take on issues and measures that are probably better left to the United States Congress. What's going on with all that?
That's the most frustrating aspect of this session. You know, I've been in this General Assembly for 11 years, and I've never seen the grandstanding and, just the hyperbole that's gone on during this session. Basically, they've tried, I think from pressure from people in Maryland, their constituents, what are you going to do about Donald Trump? The Montgomery County legislators are in here trying to fight Donald Trump, except for, he's 50 miles up the road in Washington, D.C., so there's been a lot of resolutions introduced, a lot of bills introduced to try to undo whatever Trump says he's going to do. And frankly, it's just political theater. And it, in my opinion, is irresponsible and really juvenile to be bringing that kind of politics into Annapolis. We need to stay focused on the issues that people care about, jobs, the economy, crime, education, environment, things that really matter here to Marylanders, and let the folks in D.C. Do their jobs there.
Well, listen, thank you for what you do, and
thank you for joining
us here this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
The Republican leader of the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland, Nick Kipke.